You thought you could choose when you was going to hear me, when you wasn't. And you're still doing it this morning.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Trying to justify ourselves before God or give an excuse why we're not doing this and why we're not doing that. When you don't have one, you are in his children, old man.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair in seeing that everything that he said by the letter materialized.
All right now. Yeah, that's
right. You thought you could choose when you was going to hear me when you wasn't. And you're still doing it this morning.
Let's not fall into the trap of seeing that everything that he said materialized.
Go ahead. Get point to it again, you damn fools. You foolish Galatians.
Let's not fall into the trap of seeing that everything that he said materialized.
How dare you not obey the truth?
Amen. Hallelujah.
How dare which what? So you contend for the faith?
Yes.
Which was once delivered. I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong.
Let's not fall into the trap of seeing that everything that he said materialized.
And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
But that's the way we do to try to establish ourselves amongst each other.
Standing fast with you, prophet.
But that's the way we do to try to establish ourselves amongst each other.
Amen.
You better say it. When you actually read the scriptures or read the word of God, and then all of a sudden you find something in there that seems to cause confusion or contradiction, or don't you know that that's one of the big problems people have with the word of God? They say it contradicts itself. Did I say something wrong again?
No, sir.
Well, you can agree with that.
Amen.
How many times have you ever... The Bible says that Jesus endured contradiction.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Notice the word, endured.
Amen.
See, it didn't say enjoyed it.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, the man's got this... He was the scriptures.
Yes.
He was the Word made flesh. Then there was the Scripture revealed.
Amen. Glory.
And he was contradicted all the time by people who knew the Word.
Right.
And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God. And the shepherds returned and glorifying him. We having trouble.
Jesus.
We have an echo. You hear that echo?
Yes.
And the shepherds returned and glorified and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. And the shepherds returned. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to try to do. I always have a problem doing it, but I'm going to try to ignore you. Because you have too much coming against you, too much in your spirit that sidetracks me. And I really don't want to be sidetracked. I want to stay on track. And no matter what I say, there's going to be contradiction. You're all sinners.
Amen.
You're told that.
Yes.
And you even contradict me on that one. Contradiction means I disagree with.
Right.
That's what it means.
Yes.
See?
Amen.
See, I disagree with that?
Yes. Thank you, Father.
And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them.
Glory. Hallelujah.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, His name was called Jesus. Who was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, I remember preaching about this before, and I had people write and disagree with me on it.
True.
Yeah, I did.
Hallelujah.
Because I told you when old man Simeon came in, every time Jesus was being circumcised.
You did?
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
He was following the pattern. See, you didn't see that?
Amen,
I just read it right there.
Hallelujah.
And the angel gave her a copy for the circumcision of the child. They brought him to the temple. That's what he brought him there for.
Yeah.
Him circumcised.
Amen.
His name was called Jesus.
Jesus.
That's usually when you they got their names.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go again. I just read it.
You read it.
I really don't want to care about that, but I'm trying to tell you how we get all these different opinions. And maybe if I can follow through on this, you may finally concede that unless God has one voice, one man, we'll never stop this division.
Amen.
Always going to have contradictions.
Thank you, Lord.
Even with the one man, he was he was contradicted. By sinners.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, he knew sinners.
Hallelujah.
He was looking for them. When he find them, they contradicted him. The ones that agreed with them found deliverance.
Yes.
The ones that disagreed with them.
Yes.
How are you doing right now?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Now, that's not what I want to talk about. I'm leading up to something, okay? I tried to tell the people in the dining hall, and I got very furious because nobody listened to me, nobody heard. And that's been going on so much, it's unbelievable.
Thank you, Lord.
It's been going on so much, it's now become believable. And when they did your copy for the circumcision, the child, his name was called Jesus, who was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb, and when the days of purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of the Lord,
yes, Lord.
Every male
Amen.
That is the firstborn
yes.
of his mother shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, I'm telling you whether you believe it or not, there was a whole line of mothers there. It wasn't just one. Mary wasn't the only one who brought a child in there. We've heard the story. Maybe Malcolm. Jesus was the only baby who was born in the manger.
Amen.
But he's the only one like him, though.
Glory.
Our mind just doesn't want to accept the simplicity, does it? Rather than the complicated.
Thank you, Father.
Did you know that circumcision became a real problem even in the New Testament church?
Yeah,
so complicated.
Amen.
In fact, later on I'll get to it.
Yeah.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. Behold, there was a man. Behold, there was a man. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. Wow. Holy Ghost had not even yet given. So the Holy Ghost was not in him. It was upon him. Jesus told his disciples later on, he said, the Holy Spirit's with you, but he shall be within you. Now, come on. You can concede. I'm actually quoting a book that you all read. I haven't deviated from it. Tell me, Lord, not to pay him any mind.
Thank you, Father.
Here's the verse I want. And it was revealed to him
Hallelujah.
By the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, can you go back and picture that? We don't know exactly when that was revealed to him. And all he knew that he was not going to die until he saw. Now, if I could put that into a perspective.
Hallelujah.
The old man knew the scriptures. Kept reading. He said, must be time. You see, revelation has to do with time.
Amen.
Always.
Hallelujah.
Always.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why revelation is so important.
Thank you, Lord.
Always.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
That's why the prophet, who had it revealed to him that he was the prophet, that's why the prophet had to reveal at the right time.
Yes.
Amen.
And he was.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
And then he even tells you what time it is.
Right, Glory.
Kind of boring, huh? I won't be too long.
Please,
I'm not going to mess with you folk. You see, again, we watch God today closing the door.
Yeah.
As we warned and warned and warned and warned. And, oh, now you folks don't agree with me that, but that's what's happening.
Thank you,
that's a stubborn spirit. That's an apostate spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, but you don't think so when you do it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a drawback spirit.
Yes.
I got to thinking about that young man. How many times, years ago, we'd be coming here in prayer. He'd always get up and leave early. Way back there. See? I just wonder why he'd do that. Come on. Oh, you're doing fine, brother. That's the way you looked all your life. Always trying to figure out what he's saying. Huh? I should always wonder about that. We were in here and we were having good worship services. He kneeling back there. And all of a sudden, come up and away you go. What's wrong with that? What do you mean, what's wrong with it? What do you think? Bottom to where he's at? Get up and leave. Get away from him.
Right.
Get away from him. Whatever God was doing, get away from.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you again. It's never right to leave.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. So what do you do that for? Well, I don't really need to do this. I don't need to stay here that long.
Right.
But it always stems from unbelief.
Yes.
Amen.
Always. Anybody doing your own thing because you believe you can, when the scriptures tell you you shouldn't, you're operating in unbelief. And every man doing that which is right in his own eyes, and the Bible tells you that ain't right.
Amen.
So you keep doing it, you're operating in
unbelief.
Now see, I get that by revelation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If anybody gets up here and walks out on me, If there's a legitimate reason for you to do it, I'll know it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I will probably say nothing about it.
Amen.
If you go otherwise, I say, where are you going?
Amen.
What are you doing?
Glory.
I'm really not messing with you. I'm talking about revelation.
Yeah. Glory.
I'm talking about revelation. See, this old man, it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not. Isn't that remarkable? Do you know of an old man who was told by the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah.
No? You don't know?
Glory.
What?
Yeah. Amen.
But the whole thing that I'm doing right now is based on that one thing that God revealed to me long before you ever showed up.
Hallelujah.
You expect me to believe that? Most people won't. You know, Jesus, it was revealed before he ever hung on the cross. He's going to die on the cross.
Amen.
A lot of folks didn't believe him.
They
didn't believe him.
Amen.
Old Peter didn't.
Yeah.
Even though he had a revelation.
Hallelujah.
See, it was hard for him to grasp in his mind how he could have a revelation that you are the Christ.
Oh,
because he did not receive the revelation that that's what the Christ is supposed to do.
Amen. Glory.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
Now,
right.
Never mind. You go sit there and pop your mind. You're not going to mess me up. In fact, you can go right now if you like. Won't bother. You don't stop that leaving bit, though. right on out that door and right on down. You know why that doesn't shake your folk up? Because it don't blink. Huh? And of course, then we're going to get, I don't have to believe you. So God sends you a prophet. Well, I don't believe that God did that. See how it compounds?
Amen.
See how it compounds?
Right.
And everyone has experienced it.
Amen.
To agree.
Amen.
Yes, you have.
Amen.
And I pray that darkness of unbelief doesn't fall over.
Thank you, Father.
I said to Terry today when I was talking with the brother about the dreams. I said, well, I guess I just got to finish this thing alone. But I will finish.
Amen. Glory.
His apostles, who should have known by revelation, and they did. How many things did Jesus reveal to them? How about the 5 loaves and 2 fishes?
Amen.
And later on, he said, you forget about that?
Right. Amen.
Jesus.
He was talking about an impossible situation. He said, come on, guys, you've got the 5. I fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Glory.
He said, you even handled it.
Amen. They did.
You even ate some and gave it to everybody. What a remarkable story. He said, now gather up the fragments.
Right.
He let them all gather up, and each one got a whole basket full.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I told you what you've done with that.
Amen.
Now the Bible doesn't tell you what you've done with
that.
But I told you.
Amen.
I don't believe it. Well, I think that's as feasible a story as you can come up with.
Thank you, Father.
That little boy had to go home and tell his mom what he had done. And I told you he played hooky.
Sure.
His mama packed him that lunch to take to school. Yeah.
Amen.
5 loaves and 2 fishes. Just enough for him.
Glory.
And he gone, he went to school and all of a sudden, he sees this crowd of people.
Exactly.
You got a little boy, got curiosity. You follow? Oh, can't you look better than that?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Boy, it really is hard to hear, isn't it?
Not hard.
And I'm not even yelling.
Amen.
Talking real low, real slow.
Yes.
But we've hardened ourselves. We stiffened our neck. They didn't hear Thomas, did they? What a message that fellow preached.
Hallelujah.
And how many times, Jesus? They didn't hear him. They didn't hear him. So I ask you a question. Since hearing is so important, what kind of an effort should you put forth to hear? And since there's so many voices popping around your head, you got to separate them.
Oh, yes.
To hear the one voice.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you'd have heard me talk at 2 o'clock, I was talking again about the revelation of the man of sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I happen to know that man of sin, which I told you so carefully, is a man.
Amen.
A man. Just like Jesus was a man.
Amen.
Pilate said, behold,
amen.
The man.
Amen. Oh, God.
Oh, you don't. That's not important, right? John, there was a man. In the time of Elijah, there were many prophets. But then there was the prophet.
Amen.
And if you heard me talk at 2 o'clock, you heard me say, boy, I wish I'd never said that. You know, God is really sorry that he told you that he was the only God.
Oh, my God.
Because we're going to find a God. We know we have to have a God. And since we will not accept the fact that he's a God, we're going to make our own God. We're going
Jesus.
You ain't ever done it? You never put your eye before his?
Oh, yeah.
There was a man sent from God. That had to be revealed. Most of the people living on the face of the earth today, they're not going to accept this in the church unless it's revealed by the Holy Ghost. You're not going to accept the brother sitting next to you as your brother unless it's revealed. Or don't you know that his spirit bears witness or reveals?
Amen.
Reveals.
Amen.
Glory.
look over there and say, that ain't my brother. He don't look like my brother. Lord, that ain't my brother. Then the Holy Spirit says, listen to him. And he'll say, Father, hey, that's my brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our
Father.
Father.
Which are you?
Let's bring it up today. Our Father, which is in my heart.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father.
Christ manifested in you, a revealed. Why don't you know it? Manifestation of the sons of God is. It can be a revelation.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I was dealing with today, because you see, I've had a lot of people, and I've gone through with you many times. First of all, Christ is not coming this year. Aren't you glad? You know why? Because we're not ready.
Thank you, God.
And some of you may not make it to next year. Has that been revealed around here several times? Where are they? Where are those people that sat there and said, where are they? Well, because they sat there just like you and said, I don't believe that. They didn't take warning. Troops I speak and give warning. I'm trying to ignore you folk, okay? I'm doing everything I can, but looking at your face is kind of hard. Maybe if I look up this way. And so in order to lay the groundwork of what I'm trying to do, because right now we are in desperate need of revelation of time. There's no one on this earth that's talking about the Feast of Trumpets and are sure that Christ is not coming this year. They all say it could be, maybe. See, so it's just as important to say he's not coming as to reveal that he is coming. And to let us know that if he had came this time, are you ready to receive that revelation?
Hallelujah.
Now, let's just see. I don't like to think about three more years. I'm serious. I am serious, man. I really am. Every time it even comes into my mind, I say, oh no, God, how are we gonna make it? We're so. You could mock me again. How many of you people gonna be enduring this kind of? People leaving, people making their own mind, doing their own thing, affecting the unity of the body of Christ. And you're still supposed to love them.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And they're so unlovable.
Yes.
I'd like to spend these next 3 years with people I love.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that love my God.
Amen.
Oh, how good and how pleasant it would be.
It is.
And the Lord talked to me again the other day. You know, he constantly tried to reassure me. And he brought me back to the story of Joshua and Caleb. And Caleb was 85 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that's 3 more years.
Hallelujah.
85 years old.
Yeah.
And it was at that time he said, let's go into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he said this. He said to Caleb or Joshua, he said, Joshua, he said, 40 years ago. 40?
40.
40 years ago?
Yeah.
Does anybody know when this ministry started to come up? 40 years ago.
Amen.
Where were you? You brought it up, right?
No.
40 years ago.
Glory.
Oh, God.
Thereabout, generally speaking.
Yes.
God burned it in my soul, told me to jump in that truck camper and start across the country. And my message was simply this. This is the last generation. I told you a story about that. I would put down the little microphone, Sister Sarah would pick up the thing. I would use her to get people to listen to me. Good boy, she could say. Because, hear it, honey. You want to know how to live, Teresa? live for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Stop living for yourself. You want to know how to live, sir? Live for Christ. Stop living for yourself. Oh, I ain't doing that. Come on, people. You see, one of the things you hear about Jesus Christ was he did not preach himself.
Amen.
Most of our people today please themselves in what they believe, how they live, what they do, where they go, what kind of clothes they wear, what kind of food they eat. This is a self-pleasing world. What church they belong to. Which is sure 8 years ago, join the church of your choice. That's nonsense. But that don't have a thing. Then I try to tell you about the man of sin is going to be, see, and I also know that that is one man, but I also know that that man of sin is going to be manifested in many men. Some of you have had him manifest in you. That old man who says, I will exalt myself. Ain't God good? See, God's sending our sins and judging them before the judgment.
Hallelujah.
And when that judgment day comes, you won't say, I'm going to exalt myself. You're going to say, he's going to exalt me. Because I'm going to be in him and he's going to be exalted.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Several times this week I mentioned to you how little God's people know. I said, Brother Carpenter, several times. I said, Brother Carpenter, you don't really know what's going on, do you? And he's a good man. I like Brother Carpenter.
Oh, God.
But as far as the end time events and how they're unfolding,
oh, God,
most of us have no conception of it.
Help, Lord.
Oh, and I probably wouldn't get by with him if he didn't love me.
Amen.
But he does, see.
Glory.
In fact, when I walked out of the dining room, they said, God bless you, Brother Stair.
Hallelujah.
Now, that kind of a blessing I'll take.
Glory.
Now, the last 3.5 years, the last 42 months, the scripture tells us he will be revealed.
Yes.
I'll go through it again. Now you know what withholding. Only he who now let it will let. The first time I preached, I was in Los Angeles, California, and I zeroed on the word let.
Right.
And God said, let there be light.
Glory.
And God said, let there be.
Glory.
And God said, so who's the one that lets?
God.
In the New Testament, when the Spirit of God speaks, let this mind be in you.
Yes.
Let.
Yes.
Let not your heart be troubled. So who's the one that lets?
God.
Isn't that simple?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Very simple.
Right.
Only he who now letteth will let. So right now he's letting the man of sin be secret.
Yes.
He hasn't revealed it yet. Right. And the time comes, he'll let the revelation come.
Right. Yes.
And I tell you what, he'll even let you receive it.
Glory.
And you, woo!
Glory.
Very important to me.
Yes.
It's nonsense for me to say that Christ has been revealed to me and then I miss out on the Antichrist.
Right.
Back some years ago when PTL was doing this big thing, talking about Christ could come at any time, they'd have preachers on and say, I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for Christ. So am I.
Amen.
But I'm watching for the guy that comes first.
Right.
If there's no Antichrist coming, there's no Christ coming.
Right.
That's what devil's going to try. He's going to try to confuse the coming of Christ with an antichrist.
Right.
No marvel. He can present himself as an angel of
light.
He can be a light bearer. Mm-hmm. Light has to do with revelation. So he's going to be revealed. The light's going to go on.
Hallelujah.
But he won't fool us because we got a brighter light.
Hallelujah.
His light won't be as bright as the one we got.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's like I told you when I was up in heaven in that vision, and Teresa asked me what it was like. I said, it's light. Everything's light. Everything. Heaven is light. Light. You've never seen light that. And I say to you, that ain't light up there.
Amen.
Well, that's bright. That ain't light.
Amen.
When Jesus appeared to Paul, who had much light, he was a Pharisee now.
Glory.
He had all the little lights in the Old Testament telling who the Messiah was. But when the Messiah showed up, he didn't look nothing like it. Nothing like that Old Testament.
Glory.
They were in darkness. The Old Testament taught them in darkness. Then all of a sudden the light came on. And because there was so much of darkness, they couldn't see the light.
Amen.
Before God could ever help old Paul, he had to blind him.
Glory.
And then when he turned on the light, now he saw.
Amen.
Hey, Paul, brother Paul, the Lord. The light.
Hallelujah.
The one who appeared to you.
Glory.
How? Light.
Glory.
Brighter than the noonday sun. Is that who that was? Yes. He said, you even asked who it was. He said, I am Jesus. That's who I am.
Jesus.
Boy, what a revelation. You get a revelation of Christ, he's going to blind you for a while.
Jesus.
When you open up your eyes, you're going to see Jesus only. Does anybody know where the phrase Jesus only come from?
Yeah. Up on the mountain.
And Jesus was transfigured or glorified. Like a great big bright light that emanated from him. And just stood Moses and Elias revealing who the two witnesses were. They were the two. He was always, who the two? There they are. But there they are. You know, God's always had two witnesses hovering on a cross.
Yeah.
Two witnesses.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
In the mouth of two or three. So he was one, had two more.
Yeah.
Now steps.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you sit there. You really? You people sit there like I told you nothing at all.
Hallelujah.
The revelation. I think it was, I can't always remember how many years, but I remember talking to this people on the radio where a man backed me up against a wall. I had him come on the radio. Remember the guy from Washington that came on the radio saying that Clinton was the Antichrist?
Yeah.
Emphatic. Came all the way over here and even went to my sister Christine up in, and she took him in. I said, what are you doing? Now, she may not remember that no more, but she gave that guy strength. And it was it. I won't be long. We're almost at 7 o'clock. I never forget when Christine, she was so carried away with him. She said, what are you doing? Why are you buying? Now, poor Christine, she probably listens because she listens. She's in a wheelchair and she had nothing else to do but listen to me. And so I'm her day and night. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Sister Christine, Brother Stair.
Yep.
She's a sweet old lady.
Thank you, Lord.
She'll say, I love you, Prophet.
Thank you, Lord.
I forget that guy's name. Is it Paul?
Paul.
Paul
C.
I don't remember his name. Yeah, he was emphatic. Clinton was the Antichrist.
Yeah, he knew that from
the clock. When are you people going to realize that I'm not a fluke? I have dealt with this situation, with this stupid dumbness of God's people for years. While I keep crying, I would not have you ignorant. You can't afford to be ignorant of these times. You got to know this time. And the only way you're going to know it is by revelation. And the only way you're going to know it is by having it real to you about the prophet of time. Men of Issachar understood time, so they could tell Israel. Oh, well. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and he blessed God and he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Now I always like that story because this is the account of when he came in and found Jesus. It doesn't say too much about the times he came in many times and did find him.
Hallelujah.
You get it?
Amen.
It had been revealed to him that he would not die. So he went to the temple. Because he knew that by scripture that he would be revealed in the temple.
Amen.
So he'd go in the temple. Can you see him?
Yes.
Good morning. I don't know, man. I'm all right. What you doing? I'm looking for the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, old man. Nobody knows.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Nobody knows.
Well, that's true. I don't know, but I will.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He says, when I see him, you won't see me no more.
Hallelujah.
What you talking about? Well, I was over here praying and the Lord came and revealed to me because I was deeply troubled. I was reading in the book and the book keeps telling me it's time. It's time. It's time. Time for who? The Messiah. It's in the book. And I can tell you everything matches up.
Right.
It's time. Time now. Come on, old man. What you talking about? Well, he said, it's time. Well, why are you coming every day? Because it's time. What are you talking about? Well, it's revealed to me about the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, what's that? They didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. They did not know a thing about the Holy Ghost. Although they had the Holy Ghost among them, pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, water out of a rock, manna from heaven, all types of God with them. But they soon forgot. Boy, you folk look like you don't forgot.
Oh, Lord.
How many times have we had God come in this place?
Yes.
How many times we had God show mercy and grace
yes.
Right here?
Hallelujah.
How many days around here that God has not manifested himself with grace to mercy and truth?
Hallelujah.
You better do something about that nonchalant spirit. Get all excited.
Hallelujah.
Tell everybody. Jesus Christ. And you know what? You're not even going to taste of death. We're going to be alive remaining. Come on now.
I
like that. And we?
Which are alive.
And we? See, we don't have to taste death. He did it.
Yes.
He tasted death for me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy.
Glory.
I like this story about the old man. I really do. And do I know why?
I'm
an old man. And haven't I told you how he's going to die?
Yes.
Haven't I told you that?
Yeah.
So that's why I can't die now. Because
right.
I'm not time yet.
Yeah.
I come into the tabernacle and looking for the revelation of end time.
Yeah.
When I get just a little bit, I get excited.
Hallelujah.
There's a light guiding me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can see Christ a coming.
Glory.
You can mock me no matter what you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Revelation. Revelation. Now we know what withholdeth so that he can be revealed in his time. Woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth Crusaders come down unto you,
yes,
having great wrath, for he,
yes,
knoweth. Why hast thou come to torment us before time? You watch me do it over and over again. They actually backed Jesus down.
Right.
Stood right up to him and said, wait a minute here. What are you doing?
Glory.
You can't put us in hell.
Glory.
You can't make, because it's not time yet.
Amen.
But see, that devil knows now it's time.
Glory.
Now he's really raging. Amen. Really raging.
Amen.
And so we bid him go into the swine. Yeah. For thou art swines and dogs.
Amen.
Watch. You don't watch, you're coming you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh. Yes. Don't tell me the devil's never taken over your thought pattern.
Yes.
Don't do that now. Don't lie to me. Wars against the spirit of our mind, doesn't it? Doesn't it? No?
Yes.
But we are more than conquerors. No, we saw the light. I was thinking as I laid in my bed today for a little while, and I cried out, oh God, what's the purpose of this waste? 80 years seemed like it just wasted all those years. $40 million. And I wasted all these nice buildings. It seemed like it's a waste. All of these things I did to wash your feet.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Looked like I wasted all the time, God. Yeah, that's right. We wasted it. Yeah, we did. There was a purpose in the waste of us. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The purpose in this waste is to teach us to wait.
Yes, Lord.
This here, this chastisement, this scourging, this filthy flesh. Aren't you glad that he didn't come today?
Amen.
And when you get right with God, you'll be glad when he comes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you won't look down your nose when he comes. If you're washed, if you're clean, if you're sanctified, if you're ready. Are you ready? So we're being judged every day, are we? To get us ready for the judgment. He's judging me every day. Just as I came out of the ready room, up popped an email. I said, that is really something. Why do you keep doing that, God? And of course, you know it has to do with the radio. You know that. I mean, I've been threatened that this is it. And some of you sort of give into it. Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord. You haven't stretched me too much in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. But today I had to negotiate with radio stations.
Hallelujah.
One of them with WTMR. You hear about talk about today?
Mm-hmm.
No? At 10 minutes after 10 this morning, I knew I was on WTMR. I'm talking right to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right to the area. Camden, right across the river, right across from where the Pope's going to be. But the guy said, you stop in front of Philadelphia. I put him right on and said, yeah, see, ain't that bold?
Amen.
You didn't hear that guy.
Oh, yeah.
You stop referring to Philadelphia, he said.
Amen.
Oh, don't you hear him?
Amen.
Got your hope. Well, maybe, maybe not. It was a threat, though.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how you want to look at it.
Amen.
He called me back the other day and said, I thought I told you to stop referring to Philadelphia. I don't care what you told me. I do what God said to me. And all that man did, but more than that, was a bit, I'm going to zero on WTMR every day since then. Have you watched me? You watch me at 10 o'clock again when I get on the Pope and talk about, you watch me? Oh, no, you're not paying no. You ain't going to fight this fight with me, are you?
Glory.
Boy, how God bless you people.
Amen.
And you don't even really have to fight the fight. Just hold my hands up and I'll fight it. I'm on the battlefield. Now, if you heard me talk about W, I went about 10 minutes after 10. I said, all my listeners up there in TMR. I said, I just received notice that you had to renew this contract. And I said, look, I'd like to know, is anybody listening to me? And I want you to call me now. Phone just light up. Like that. Now, the proposition was this. Brother Stair, it's time to renew your contract. You're now paying $2,000 a month, which is half of what I was paying when I first went on there. They'd already reduced it last year for me at the same time. I wrote back and said, look, I'll stay on if you bring it down to $1,500 a month.
Thank you, Lord.
They took it. Now, that is a very popular station. They have no problem getting somebody on that station because that's the number one gospel radio station in the Philadelphia area. It goes almost 200 miles around the city. It actually goes up downtown Bethlehem, where I was born and raised.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Covers all of New Jersey area, down to Wilmington, Delaware, almost down to Baltimore.
Thank you, Lord.
Good place on the dial.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Boy, you people are really something. It's no wonder. It's no wonder that God getting tired of talking to us, because we don't like the good news. We don't like good news. And you're trying to make yourself look good because you say you're coming. Yeah, no, sorry, myself. Yeah, when you see me, I want you to make sure it looks good. Now I'm going to close here in just a moment, but I want to again talk about. The man of sin is going to be a man. A lot of folk have got to the point now that they don't believe it's going to be just one man. And that's contradictory to the term of salvation. Because there's only one man. There's only one man. Hey, Pope of Rome. Hey, all you apostates. There's only one man. Only one man that can forgive sins. Not you, Pope. No, no, not you, priest. No, no, there's only one priest. Only one. Oh, yes, there's one. One. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Had somebody fuss at me the other day. No, his name is Jehovah. That's Jesus. You know, it's something how God took all the other translations that speak other dialects and brought this end time message down to English.
Glory.
The most Babylonian language in the world. The most confusing. And in the midst of that Babylon, he turns on the light.
Hallelujah.
What's it mean?
Glory.
How many discussions have we had on what is Babylon? And a lot of folk believe that the Roman Catholic Church is Babylon. And it is. A lot of folk believe that the United States is Babylon. That's what my good sister does. And a lot of folk believe that we're the 10 lost tribes. And that... Yeah.
Amen.
Well, we're lost, all right. We're one big old tribe that's lost as a nation.
Come, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God forbid you say, I'm an American.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
I'm an African American. I'm a French American.
Mm.
What'd you say? Franco American. Yes, sir, boy. Everybody's American. Comes after the first one, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
I'm Afro American. Yeah, so I'm first an African.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amen. What a Babylon.
Amen.
What a confusion. My constitution. Nothing but confusion.
Amen.
Who live by the constitution? They can't do it. Can't do it. Because everybody reads it different. Ain't nobody reads the same. One nation under God? Good. Which God?
All right.
Amen.
Huh?
All right.
Now we got to the point we say one nation without God.
That's right.
Which God? Who cares?
Yeah, amen.
Wrong.
Glory.
Now I'm really stupid because I do believe that I am the prophet that's going to reveal who the man of sin. And it's very delicate. Because when I do that, I'm going to reveal time. And that's why I hypothetically say, not only are we going to reveal who he is, but we're going to reveal time, and we're going to be revealing the time of the tribulation. See, now we all assume that that would be at the beginning. Some time ago, I made a stupid statement. I even told you that Revelation comes at the end of the matter. I've never said that. What's the book of Revelation? At the end of the, how's the book of Revelation end? How's it end? Is that just a fluke? Is all scripture inspired of God? What about that last thing? The end.
Hallelujah.
End of Revelation. There'll be no more Revelation.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I'm going to have an end.
Amen.
Christ had an end.
Amen. Glory.
I was trying to tell you last night, some of you left before I had a chance to do it, but I mentioned a story, and I was up in
Grand Rapids,
and I saw that all things concerning me hath an end. Well, what concerned you? Creation.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
He's the beginning of creation. He's out in the beginning and the end. So all things that you see, everything you see here, is creation. And things that you see are created in time. It's time for the flowers to bloom. It's time for summer to come. It's time for the river to flow.
Amen.
All time. Time. Right now they're starting to get ready to go around and look at the falling leaves.
That's right. Yeah, amen.
They're planning great big excursions.
Sure.
There they are. That folk will take a 2-week vacation to go look at up there in New England. Lord, have mercy. Woo! You ought to see them. You ought to see them leaves up there. They got another kind of tree you can look at. And they all turn different colors. Boy, what a beautiful sight. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, we're not going to be able to do that in the kingdom. Because they ain't going to fall. I've even told you about the fall feast. It's going to be the end of the fall. There won't be no fall. No more falling.
No more. Hallelujah.
In the kingdom age, no more dying. No more falling asleep. No more falling. Who can conceive such a thing? First somebody's there and then off they go. Where'd they go? You don't even think about it.
Thank you, Lord.
You're not going to think about your children that didn't make it. You're not going to think about it. Now, Brother Brennan, you know, he gave a little story about that. Of course, he had revelations.
Amen.
But he was very troubled about when he got to heaven because he had married the two women.
Right.
And they were both godly women.
Hallelujah.
So he figured they're both going to heaven. Well, first of all, none of them to heaven.
Right.
We might get a glimpse of heaven, but there ain't nobody up there except Jesus. And when you do get a glimpse, that's the one you ought to see. Oh, Thomas got a glimpse, didn't he? Receive it? Did he get a glimpse? Did he? Who did he see? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob? Who did he see? Huh? Oh, Peter got a glimpse of it. Who did he see? When he got all done, all he saw was Jesus. Moses and Elias next to him, and all of a sudden saw no man except the one man, Jesus. What you shout, man? That's where that statement comes. Saw no man but Jesus only.
Amen.
And we have a whole group of people that call themselves Jesus only people.
Jesus only.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
But now we can't do that. Because Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father.
Glory.
And so instead of seeing only Jesus, we see the Father, which is the only God.
Amen.
You ought to go hang your head in the stand somewhere. You're so knowledgeable. I can understand you don't always have the revelation, but why don't you receive the revelation when I tell it to you? Right? Why do you push it away? What are you trying to read it out with this thing up here?
Thank you, Father.
That's foolish.
Hallelujah.
How dare you go out and say you see somebody's sins? When he took them away.
Yes.
You got to be really carnal to see.
Glory.
You look down and see, you see the blood, you ain't going to see no sin.
Hallelujah. Glory.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Don't lie on God. A light to enlighten the Gentiles.
Glory.
And the glory of thy people, Israel.
Glory.
And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken concerning him.
Uh-huh.
You mean that's who we got for a boy? I had to change his diaper. I wiped his snotty nose. I give him a whooping. Yeah, I got that here too.
Hallelujah.
Well, another thing that really caught my attention was, and there was one Anna, a prophetess. Hello, Anna.
Glory.
Ooh, are you a prophetess, Anna? Who knows?
Hallelujah.
Are we going to overcome? Prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Say, we're going to overcome. Woo! Hallelujah. You know, the thing about that was, we had discussion of that too. She was a virgin. She lived with her husband 7 years. And she had no relations with him. That husband must have been something. He said, what kind of woman I got here? You know, the Bible tells you that if you do that, you should agree with your husband because you're going to fast and pray.
Sure.
So she must have had an agreement with her husband.
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
She married him.
Mm-hmm.
He took her.
Amen.
And she says, honey, I'm going to fast and pray. And I'm going to give myself to the Lord. Now they question me on it. I'm trying to find the exact phrase. Oh, here it is. And she was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity.
Glory.
Is that clear?
Amen. Hmm?
So when she married him, she was a virgin, and she lived with him 7 years.
Amen.
And kept her virginity.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Glory. Oh, that guy must have knew he had a prize, huh?
Amen.
Glory.
And then when he died, she was a widow. 84 years. 84 years. Who departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in at that instant, when the old man said, she coming at that instant and gave thanks likewise to the Lord and spoke of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Huh? And when they performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee to their own city. Can you picture Mary and Joseph and say, boy, did you see what went on there?
Hallelujah.
Now, we knew we had a special child, but my God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
And I hear Joseph say, don't get too proud, Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she did, you know.
Yeah.
And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child, Jesus, tarried behind in Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
And Joseph and his mother knew not of it.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Mamas.
Glory.
Come on. Come on. It went about 3 days before they realized that he wasn't there. Can you picture that? Huh? Hey, Joseph! Yeah, what is it, Mary? Is Jesus with you?
My Lord.
No, I thought he was with you. Where did that boy get you? Now he got him all the way back. All the way back.
All right.
Can you see the mother going back?
Yep.
Running around. Anybody see a little boy about so big? A real bright fellow. He you can't hardly miss when you talk to him. He go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, yeah. So she runs into the temple, and there he is. Boy, oh boy, just how's it read?
Hallelujah.
When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And when they fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. How could you lose such a priceless child like that? But they supposing him to be in the company, he went a day's journey. And they sought him among their relations and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they returned to Jerusalem. So day out, day back. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. Can you see him?
Amen.
Sitting in the midst of the doctors, the Pharisees, both hearing them and then asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Boy, he's something else, boy.
Amen.
Can you see him puff up a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see that little 12-year-old boy? Huh? Can you see him? Sitting there. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? This ain't right to do. Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me?" What? What do you mean, how is that? You're our son.
Glory.
I'm your mother, that's your father. What do you what do you mean?
What?
Know you not that I'm with thee by my father's bed? You get out of here, boy. And he learned obedience. Children obey your parents.
Glory.
By the things he suffered. And I got news for you when he suffered.
Amen.
I believe old Joseph put the rod to him.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And the next line says, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them so he could learn how to be submitted to the Father.
Amen.
He learned subjection under the earthly Father so he could be submitted to the heavenly Father.
Thank
you, Lord. Now, once he is identified as the Son of God, now he can be about his father's business. Now to him that is able to establish you according to my gospel.
Oh my God.
Who in the world is this guy talking like that? I was talking to World Harvest, and I said, "I'm not preaching the gospel of Christ." Because that's their big kick.
Yeah.
We got to get the gospel to.
Yeah,
and I said, "Laurie, I'm not doing that. I'm not preaching the gospel of Christ."
Yeah.
Hey, you folks hear me out there? I've not been sent to preach the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
I have not been sent to preach the gospel of Christ.
Hallelujah.
You folk are already saved, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
Then you must have had the gospel.
Yeah.
The gospel is your sins are gone. You're washed in the blood. Jesus Christ died for you. Do you receive that? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Now let's go on.
Let's go on.
See, Jesus left us a promise. When he came into your life, he gave you a promise. I'm going to come again.
Receive you.
You do better than that, Jacob. Oh, you got a strange look, boy. Now to him that is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which hath been kept secret since the world began.
Hallelujah.
And I want to tell you something. The big fight today is people actually tell us that Paul was a false prophet.
Mm.
their whole website to say that Paul, because Paul did not preach the same revelation that the apostles did. And if you don't believe me, I went by revelation.
Glory.
And I communicated to them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles. But privately to them who were of reputation.
Amen.
Lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Amen. Now what he's saying is simply this. It had been told that I was preaching another gospel.
Yeah.
And so I went up to the ones who God had given the commission.
Mm-hmm.
He said I went up there privately because I kept getting this flack. I went up, but privately to them who were of reputation.
Hallelujah.
The ones who would be given the call, the anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
See, Paul wasn't among them.
No.
He was added too late. Later.
Right.
He was really a secret apostle, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was hid all that time, wasn't he?
All the time.
Later on, he said, I don't come behind any of these apostles.
Amen.
But you're the last one. No, I'm the first one.
Amen.
The last to be first.
Amen.
And he actually became the most prominent apostle of the New Testament.
Hallelujah.
The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave to him to show his servants which things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us.
Hallelujah.
And to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
Glory.
Revelation.
Hallelujah.
The prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not revealed. This will come to my attention, because boy, I'm as guilty as could be of that one.
Hallelujah.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
A revelation.
Yeah, amen.
The prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not revealed thy iniquity. To turn away thy captivity.
Amen.
But they have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment.
Yeah,
I revealed your iniquity.
Amen.
Some of you right now, you're so full of your iniquity. Thank God for this song. My iniquity, so vast.
Hallelujah.
Your sins and iniquities,
glory,
will I remember no more. The secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Anybody know why I read that one? Because Daniel had a vision of the night season.
Amen.
We're in the night season.
Amen. Thank you, God.
But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sake.
Glory.
That shall make known the interpretation of the king, and that thou mayest know the thoughts of thy heart.
Amen.
God, give me the revelation of the end time. Check out your heart.
Thank you, Father.
Do you really long for Jesus to come? Or does iniquity get in the way? No, I've been very calm tonight. I haven't hardly yelled. The truth is, I got so excited I had to shout a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand? All over the world. As the prophet, not the prophets. The prophet.
Amen.
See, every prophet had a period of time to operate in. And he revealed the will of God for the people at that time.
Amen.
It was the last time.
Amen.
And you have a prophet.
Glory.
Who talks about the last time.
Amen.
Oh, I was so glad. This is the last time we got it.
Hallelujah.
Be the last time that I have to deal with somebody leaving. Watch them go. Just arrogant. And I meant what I said. Christopher said, may God grant him repentance. I said, I'm not sure he's going to do it.
Amen.
When are you going to realize we're in the Esau generation?
Yes.
Remember this now.
Amen.
Esau had a birthright.
Yes.
He despised it for temporary sustenance of his flesh.
Right.
I want to have my own way and do my own thing. And he sold his birthright.
Amen.
And afterwards, he sought for a place of repentance. With tears.
Yes.
Couldn't find it.
Yes.
Some of you people, you haven't even sought a place of repentance. Some of you Esau that had an opportunity to be drawn to this last day message by the prophet of God. And you tell me much evil and much harm. And you won't even repent. Well, the time may come when you seek repentance. And you won't verify it.
Amen.
Kind of sobering.
Yes.
That's where we are. So don't tell me you haven't been told we're Esau generation. Don't tell me that. The Bible says, and yet they repented not of their sorcery, rebellion, iniquity, rebellion. Come on.
Yes,
sir. That's what it
says.
Yes. I warn you to flee from the wrath to come. You're not going to get away from it. You leave this place all day long, his wrath is going to abide upon the children of
disobedience.
And if you're willfully disobedient, if you commit the willful sin of not believing because you don't want to, there's no other salvation for you. I don't think you ought to get angry with me. We're coming to the last time. The door is going to shut. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper. Why, David? Well, he said, because it gives me a chance to see who comes in. And lets me shut the door on those that ain't supposed to come in. Jesus said, I'm the door, you know. Because if any man comes, he can come in or out. Except when I shut the door.
Right.
How are you going to know if the door is shut? By revelation. I have seen the door shut on several people. I've seen it. Well, you ain't got no right to say that. I guess I just throw revelation out the window. Lord bless you.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. plant my feet on higher. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's able land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Father God, hear our cry tonight as we are gathered on this ending of the Feast of Trumpets. Speak to our hearts, supply the need, work out your perfect will and good pleasure, Lord. We would hear what the Spirit said. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, you may take your seat, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. All right, we've been listening to Brother Stair's message. This one's from September 2015. Still hits the nail on the head, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Still talks about folk leaving out. Seeking their own, doing what's right in their own eyes.
Amen.
Unbelief.
Amen.
The sin that does so easily, but so he still hits the nail on the head.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Brother Rick makes a good description of this unbelief fellow. Y'all remember that? He depicts him as a defensive lineman. Huh? He's got the big old forearms here. Unbelief. Flesh. Huh? Pretty good depiction, huh? Because that's how it is. And every day, all day long, we have to fight that monster. One of Spurgeon's writings say, "O unbelief, what a wonder thou art. What a marvel." It is. The sin that does so easily beset us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It puts us in the good fight.
Yes.
The fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
Whereby we lay hold on eternal life.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. All right, just for a little while, Brother Stair talked about the shepherds who were returning and glorifying and praising God for the things they
heard
and seen.
Amen.
How about that? Well, there's another scripture like it in 1 John. They talk about the things that they've seen and heard.
Amen.
The things that we've seen and heard declare we unto you.
Hallelujah.
That ye also may have fellowship with us. Isn't that how it goes? Mm-hmm. The things which we've seen and heard declare we unto you. That ye also may have fellowship with us.
Amen.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Glory, glory. Fellowship. Glory. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. How about that? We got a few here tonight. We know the Savior's here. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. In the midst of His people. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Paul went about preaching in one place. He went to the area and confirmed the disciples and exhorted them that they must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom.
Amen.
We're still there, you know. So I endeavor to confirm you and exhort you to continue in the faith.
Amen.
And that we must, through much tribulation, enter, it's still still true word.
Glory.
Confirming the disciples.
Yes,
and exhorting them.
Hallelujah.
To keep the faith.
Glory.
And that we must through much tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
Enter into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Yeah, we won't make it in without tribulation.
No.
So everyone that went through a great tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
And we must go through tribulation.
Amen.
With all the predictions that are being made, we don't want to leave that one out. We must go through tribulation. Man of sin must be revealed in his time. All the prediction being made, well, let's not overlook it.
Hallelujah.
But the word to us, I would say, would be to make your calling and election sure. How about that? Just keep your relationship with God.
Hallelujah.
The one who knows all things.
Hallelujah.
And all things pertaining to the church will be revealed to you.
Glory.
You don't have to worry about who's going to reveal it.
Glory.
It'll be revealed to you.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
I'm confident with that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, let us keep ourselves in the love of God. Make our calling and election sure. Continue in this fellowship. You know, you that have seen and heard. That we may have, that ye also may have fellowship with us.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's our fellowship, you know. Our common faith in Jesus Christ. The only way to God.
Hallelujah.
Huh? The one that came into your heart. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. I got a few scriptures just for a little while. We won't stay too long, okay? Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory, glory. Let's try 1 Peter.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Isn't that good advice? While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. What kind of fear? The fear of the Lord. The fear of God. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit.
Amen.
Which is in the sight of God of great price.
Amen.
For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted God.
Yes.
Hmm? Didn't put their trust in their husbands. Who trusted God.
God.
Adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husband.
Amen.
Because they trusted God.
Amen.
Who always does right.
Yes.
Huh? Hallelujah. In every situation, every circumstance, all the time, he always does right. Huh? Yes. Be in subjection to that husband. Praise the Lord. Why? In the fear of the Lord.
Glory.
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. How about it? Whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement.
Hallelujah.
Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife.
Glory.
As unto the weaker vessel. And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
Amen.
How about that?
Glory.
Glory,
glory.
So, saints of God, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you desire, you make your petition to God. And trust God to give it to you.
Glory.
Hallelujah. No need to beg your husband or your wife.
Hallelujah.
Just ask God. Let your petition be made known.
Amen.
And trust God to do right
Glory.
About it. And be content with whatever God does.
Glory.
I know when I first came into the ministry, they told me, most of them said, you know, man, you've been married so long, your wife ain't going to forsake you. But there was one wise one, he said, man, she might do it, but God will give you strength. You know that's right, don't you? Hallelujah. Yeah, God's faithful. Never let me down. Never forsook me. Glory, glory. Yeah, whatever God puts you to, he'll put you through. Yeah, he'll give you the grace to do it. And he's able to make all grace abound toward you. You might be saying, well, I don't know if I could do that. Yeah, when God gives you grace, you're able to do that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We just have to be willing to do his will.
Hallelujah.
And to want what he wants.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
I'm sure, you know, Brother Spencer probably would have, you know, had Cindy with him. That wasn't God's plan. It wasn't his will. But you accepted it.
Yes.
You're content with it.
Yes.
You're not charging God, are you?
No.
Aren't you happy with him?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. See what I mean? That's how it goes. No? I know you love Rusty. Still hurts. But you love God too, don't you? See how that goes?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God always does right. He won't leave you short. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will do right, but as I always say, he'll try you real good.
Thank you, God.
He tries everything, proves all things, and hold fast to that which is good. Well, how well does he try us? Well, let's look at Abraham. How well did he try? He said, offer up your only son. How well did he try? Yeah, Lord, I'll do it. No. All the way up to the altar with the... That's how he'll try you. But he's just as faithful with you as he was with Abraham. Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you can talk like Abraham. Abraham said, we're going to offer our sacrifice, me and the lad, but we'll be back. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
And he and the lad came back. Because Abraham believed that whatever God promised, he was also able to perform. He's still the same.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. All right, I think I've got another one here. Just for a little while. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him. Love and praise him. Little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him. A little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Hallelujah. 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 Of course, without God's grace, we can't go through these things. But believe you me, His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. We got some witnesses here. You might be a witness. God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo. Come on, Rico. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, oh, man. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, God's grace is sufficient. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. That you always in everything will have all sufficiency. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, everything belongs to God. The king's heart is in his hand. He turn it whithersoever he will. What about your husband's heart? It's in his hand. He turn it whithersoever he will. How about that? Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You just hold up your end. God will hold his end up. Huh? Brother Spencer, he'll hold his end up. Glory, glory. All right, this is one of our favorites. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to get to it here in just a minute. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Bless the Lord God.
The word of God which liveth and abideth forever.
Forever. Yes.
It's very sobering.
Amen.
Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels. Though I speak with the tongues.
Hallelujah.
Of men and angels.
Amen.
And have not charity.
Yes.
I am become as sounding brass.
Sound and brass.
As a tinkling cymbal.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge,
yes.
And though I have all faith,
Amen.
So that I could remove mountains,
oh God.
And have not charity, I am nothing.
Nothing. Amen.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor,
yes.
And though I give my body to be burned,
oh God.
And have not charity,
Amen.
It profiteth me nothing.
Nothing. Hallelujah.
Charity suffereth long.
Yes, Lord.
And is kind. Charity envieth not.
Amen.
Charity vaunteth not itself.
Yes.
Is not puffed up.
Amen.
Doth not behave itself unseemly.
Thank you, God.
Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked.
Amen.
Thinketh no evil.
Hallelujah.
Beareth all things.
Yes.
Believeth all things.
Oh, yes.
Hopeth all things.
Yes, Lord.
Endureth all things.
Yes,
and charity never faileth.
Never. Hallelujah.
But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail.
Amen.
Whether there be tongues, they shall cease.
Amen.
Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Right.
For we know in part.
Hallelujah.
And we prophesy in part.
Yes, Lord.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Yes,
when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child.
Glory.
But when I became a man,
hallelujah.
I put away childish things.
Amen.
For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part.
Hallelujah.
But then shall I know even also as I'm known.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
And he has always known us. Because we've always been his. And we've always been in Christ. Everybody understand that? This isn't something that just started. He waited till we came forward and said, oh, I like Dave, I'll save him. We've always been in Christ. Huh? Yeah. Before you were formed in the womb. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's how he knows us. We'll be known even as we are known. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, what are we doing in this time, Pastor Rice? We're going through tribulation. We're being tried. We shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Listen to the good part, or the better part, and now abideth. Faith,
yes.
Hope,
and charity.
But the greatest of these is charity.
Hmm?
You know what else charity does? Makes your faith work. Hmm?
Hallelujah.
So sometimes we're lacking is because we're deficient in love. Yeah, faith works by love. Hmm? In fact, everything works by love. That's what I just read. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Everything works by love. Your knowledge works by love. Huh? Your sacrifices, your gifts, your talents. Everything works by love. If it's profitable. Huh? If it's acceptable to God. Huh? Otherwise, sounding brass, tinkling cymbals. You put up all these signs and say this and say that. Where's the fruit?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've got another one here. Just for a little while.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God
the praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give
God the praise.
I was in darkness and couldn't find my way. Jesus turned the light and turned it into day. Wherein he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God. Hallelujah. 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 All right. 1 John.
Praise you, Lord God. Thank you for your love, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Your name.
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything.
Glory to God.
But faith.
Hallelujah.
Which worketh by love.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It says,
Hallelujah.
It says here in this letter, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
Hallelujah.
We are of God.
Hallelujah.
He that knoweth God heareth us.
Hallelujah.
And he that is not of God heareth not us.
Yes, Lord.
Hereby know we the spirit of truth.
Hallelujah.
And the spirit of error.
Beloved,
let us love one another.
Yes,
for love is God.
Hallelujah.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Hallelujah.
He that loveth not, knoweth not God.
Amen.
For God is love.
Hallelujah.
And this was manifest, the love of God toward us.
Yes.
Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world.
Yes, Lord.
That we might live through him.
Hallelujah.
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 Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. I heard a man of God say, if I see somebody love God, then I love them. I'm the same way. I see that somebody love God, I love them. But if I see somebody love God, that means that God loves them. You understand that? Because that's love, not that we love God, but that God loves you. Hallelujah. If I see that God loves you, then I love you. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. That was one that David set his love upon. He was lame on both feet. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, this is the test. God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his spirit. Hallelujah. And his spirit bears witness with our spirit. We are the children of God. Hallelujah. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him. And he in God. We have known and believed that the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love.
No.
But perfect love casteth out fear.
Amen.
Fear hath torment.
Hallelujah.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us.
Yes.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar.
Amen.
For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Hallelujah. We'll take a few verses from the fifth chapter. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
Amen.
By this we know that we love the children of God.
Hallelujah.
When we love God.
Hallelujah.
And keep his commandments.
Amen.
And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments.
Yes.
His commandments are not grievous.
No.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Amen.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world.
Hallelujah.
Even our faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You believe, I believe, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died to take away our sins, rose again for our justification. I believe that he's coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Confirming the disciples, Paul did, exhorting them to keep the faith.
Amen.
That we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. How about it?
Amen.
So keep the faith, saints.
Yes, Lord.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When you write your check in love and sign it by faith, God has to make it good. There's no need for anybody to doubt God. Yeah, he cannot lie. He's trustworthy.
Yes, he is.
He's faithful.
Yes, he is.
And just.
Yes, he is.
How about it? You can just cast all your care upon him.
Yes.
You can abandon yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You can ride upon the tide of full abandon. That's how we have to do it. We lean to our own understanding, lean to our own power, own knowledge, and we can't get the good stuff from God. We cast all away, then we can receive all that God has. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me remind you of one other. And it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yes,
understand, this is God's initiative that you be saved and be transformed and made into his likeness. And that you dwell. This is God's initiative. Congress didn't come up with this. The Senate didn't come up with this. This is God's own initiative. Hallelujah. No one made him. No one bribed him. God said, I'm going to save Crummel. Hallelujah. I'm going to change him. Glory, glory. Conform him to my own image. Glory, glory. And as Paul said, we should comfort one another with these words, and I will comfort you with these words. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. We won't leave anymore, Cheryl. You shut the door. We'll be there forever. Let us stand. Give God the praise. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Spencer, pray for us, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless you, Lord God. I was just thinking, Lord God, you know, we go to a Sabbath every week, Lord God, and it's the cycle we go through, and we just got finished with the Feast of Trumpets, Lord God, and I say finished, Lord God, but we're still waiting, Lord God. We're still waiting with hope and anticipation, Lord God, of your coming. We're still waiting and hoping, Lord God, for that rest, Lord God, that's in Christ Jesus. We're still waiting and hoping, Lord God, because you cannot lie. We're still hoping and trusting, Lord God, that where you are, we'll be also. We bless you, Lord God. So we heard the prophet talk about revelation, Lord God, and it seemed like we came here, you know, but you did something, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
It seemed like we won't know about it till a little bit later, Lord God, but we know that you're always working, Lord God. In the nighttime, in the daytime, you're always working, Lord God. And we heard this night, Lord God, you're working toward that salvation, Lord God. So we believe that we'll wait. We'll trust you, Lord God, and we'll go through, Lord God. And oh, yes, Lord God. My heart is rejoicing, Lord God, this night, Father. I've been through many Feast of Trumpets, many feast days, Lord God, and we're still waiting, Lord God. The summer's past and the harvest over, Lord God, and we're not saved, Lord God, but we're still waiting, Lord God. We're still waiting because we know that you cannot lie, and we know, Lord God, that it's closer than when we first begun, Lord God. So I believe, Lord God, we'll just wait on. We'll just wait on, Lord God, and we'll endeavor to love one another, Lord God, and to grow in this faith, Lord God, which worketh by love, Lord God, and we'll just continue. You said that if we draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us. So in that, we'll endeavor to draw nigh to one another, Lord God. And we do bless you, Lord God, and we do thank you, Lord God, for the assembly of the righteous, Lord God, and those that are with us in the Spirit, those that have the same hope, the same expectation, Lord God. Jesus is coming in our lifetime. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, that is the true word. Jesus Christ is coming in our lifetime. And we're in the patient waiting. That's patient waiting. We're not anxious. We're not doubtful. We're not worried. Patient waiting. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we thank God for what he's done so far. Surely he has done something that I'm sure no one is the same as when you came. I'm sure of that. God's always working. You know, from the time of our beginning here, you know, God has been working. Even when you didn't know that you were saved and you didn't know that he knew you, your steps were still being ordered by the Lord. He's always been working on you. Huh? So when we started the Feast of Trumpets, he was doing a work, and he has done a work, and he will continue to do a work till the work is complete. He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Maranatha, saints, go in peace. The Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
You thought you could choose when you was going to hear me, when you wasn't. And you're still doing it this morning.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Trying to justify ourselves before God or give an excuse why we're not doing this and why we're not doing that. When you don't have one, you are in his children, old man.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said by the letter materialized.
All right now.
Yeah, that's right.
You thought you could choose when you was going to hear me when you wasn't. And you're still doing it this morning.
Let's not fall into the trap of seeing that everything that he said materialized.
No, get point to it again, you damn fools. You foolish Galatians.
Let's not fall into the trap of seeing that everything that he said materialized.
How dare you not obey the truth?
Amen. Hallelujah.
How dare which what? So you contend for the faith?
Yes.
Which was once delivered. I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong.
Let's not fall into the trap of seeing that everything that he said materialized.
And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
But that's the way we do to try to establish ourselves amongst each other.
Standing fast with you, prophet.
But that's the way we do to try to establish ourselves amongst each other.
Yeah.